Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It's me, Jesse Steele. Who else would think it was going to be? One of these days I'm going to have someone come on and be like, "Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jim from Kentucky." I don't know why I have a New York accent. It's basically the first one I went for. Yeah, I'm an idiot. So, quite a few stories today. I'm going to crank through them. Maybe paraphrase some of them, and I'm just going to start from the bottom, from the order I got them. So, over 1 million people enjoyed Death Valley in 2021. They sent out a press release posting that, and that's pretty cool. Death Valley National Park welcomed 1,146,551 visitors in 2021. That was about two-thirds of the park's highest visitation level set in 2019. So, that's awesome. They're going up. Winter and spring visitation was close to pre-pandemic levels. January through April 2021 had visitation at 86% of record levels. Most of the drop in visitation was in the summer. Visitation from May through September 21 was only 38% of 2019 visitation levels. So in a typical year, most of the park's summer visitors are international travelers. Yeah, because they don't understand the heat. People recreated in the park at high levels again in the fall, which was 88% of record visitation. This year saw the park's busiest November ever, which was 133,130. So that's pretty good. If you'd like to see the numbers on this or their calendar of the days that people came in, you can check that out at Eastern Sierra Now. So are you guys looking to go to Yosemite this summer? It's kind of crazy. We're already talking about summer, but I mean, it's basically spring outside. I have plants starting to bloom already. It's ridiculous. It's going to ruin everything. But, oh well. If you're looking to go to Yosemite this summer, Mono County is giving you some updates on how to do that. There is a couple of new things. So reservations will once again be required to enter Yosemite National Park from May 20th to September 30th during the hours of 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visitors entering the park outside of those peak hours are not required to have a reservation. Park entry fees still apply, though. All YARTs bus riders have the park entry fee included in their fare, so a reservation will not be required. The YARTs bus leaves from Mammoth Lakes, June Lake, and Lee Vining daily from June 15th to October 15th, and pending Tioga Pass opening, of course. YARTs tickets can be purchased the same day with the bus driver or reserved in advance at YARTs.com. Through traffic, east-west travelers who are not stopping or visiting the park but simply driving over Tioga Pass to another destination will also need a reservation if entering during the peak hour times. Park entry fees still apply. God, that sucks. Almost makes it not even worth driving through there. Visitors can make reservations to enter Yosemite National Park for this summer at recreation.gov. Full details and the press release can be found at nps.gov/YOSE or EasternSierraNow.com, of course, because we link everything there. So the Eastern Sierra Land Trust is doing a field trip to see the Mule Deer Migration Corridor. That sounds really cool. You actually probably can go and learn a lot. ESLT is a really cool organization. I believe it's a nonprofit where they just teach you about the area that we live in, you know, and they hold events for everything from picking up trash and, you know, going out and seeing the ecology of where we live. It's really cool. So check it out at eslt.org/events for more details on this free family-friendly event. You can come learn more about mule deer and their seasonal migration with Eastern Sierra Land Trust and CDFW, Human Wildlife Conflict Scientist Daniel Taylor. ESLT's Mule Deer Migration Corridor field trip is an educational tour on the Round Valley Mule Deer Herd winter range from 2 to 4 p.m. March 5th. So again, eslt.org/events to sign up for that. So, pretty cool event. Definitely worth seeing. I bet you get some amazing pictures, that's for sure. Those little muleys. The Inyo County Water Commission meeting agenda is listed at EasternSierraNow.com, and that will be for February 24th. So if you're interested in that, head over and download that link there. So Northern Inyo Hospital District has a healthy lifestyle talk. It's titled Better Heart Health. We all need that. That's true. Join Northern Inyo Healthcare District's cardiopulmonary team and renowned health cardiologist Dr. Christopher Rowan on Thursday, February 24th at 5:30 p.m. for an NIHD Healthy Lifestyle Talk, Get on Track for Better Heart Health. This talk will introduce you to the heart services available right here on the NIHD campus, including electrocardiogram or EKG services, echocardiograms, pulmonary function testing, and nuclear medicine, plus the amazing team assembled here to serve you. Renowned Health's Dr. Christopher Rowan will then discuss steps you can take to reduce heart disease. A question and answer period will follow. Under the direction of Dr. Aseo Kamei, the NIHD cardiopulmonary team consists of a dedicated staff of certified EKG technicians, a nationally renowned echocardiographer, and registered respiratory therapist. This team offers a wide array of tests and treatments aimed to address conditions of the heart and lungs. NIHD provides a variety of both inpatient and outpatient services to help successfully diagnose and treat cardiopulmonary issues. Dr. Christopher Rowan specializes in clinical cardiology and is board certified in echocardiography. He is part of Renown Health's Institute for Heart and Vascular Health. This free healthy lifestyle talk will be presented on Zoom and on YouTube Live. To join in on YouTube, visit the NIHD channel at 5:30 p.m. and watch for the notice that the channel is live. The channel can be found at youtube.com/channel. Yeah, I'm not reading all that. So head to easternsierranow.com to click on the link for the YouTube channel. There's about 25,000 letters and numbers here in uppercase and lowercase, and we're not getting through that on here. Please note that to participate in the Q&A session on YouTube, you'll need to be logged into that service. That means you have to have your own YouTube account and be logged into it. If you do not have a YouTube or Gmail account, you would be best to log into Zoom instead of YouTube. To join in on Zoom, follow this link and enter the meeting ID and passcode when prompted. Well, this link we're talking about, of course, is at easternsierranow.com, and as is the meeting ID and passcode. So you can head over and do that. That sounds like a great way to learn more about your body, how it works, and what you need to do to keep it running correctly. So definitely cool. Head over there and support our friends at NIHD. There's a INYO Supervisors Meeting February 22nd. The link and agenda is posted at Eastern Sierra Now, of course. We're working on a calendar system where all of these things can just be posted on a calendar, so you don't have to go look for the stories. It's just going to be pretty simple, so that'll make things pretty easy. So keep looking for that in the future, especially since after the fire coverage, we got 60 new subscribers. So that was fantastic. Not the fire. That's awful. I mean that we got the subscribers. So thank you all for signing up. And hopefully you're jumping in on the podcast here, as well as everything that we're offering. You know, we're doing a really good job. We're really, you know, I'm very proud of this. Everybody that's involved is busting their butt, and we are doing great. You know, we're getting out there. We're getting advertising now. We're getting a lot of, I got a new Patreon subscriber, a patron, if you will. So we'll talk about that at the end. And everything's going pretty great. So that's awesome. So if you're interested in getting involved with Eastern Sierra Now in some way, whether it's pictures, writing, being involved in some way, let me know. info@easternsierranow.com. If you're a business, you want to advertise, I mean, there's 100 ways to be involved in this, you know, up and growing local news and entertainment site. You know, it's, we're the hot ticket, baby. Speaking of hot tickets, funded from the Clean Air Projects program, the town of Mammoth took possession of a new lithium-ion Zamboni. I got to write the word Zamboni today. I do believe that is a first for me, and I'm very excited about that. If you don't know what a Zamboni is, it is an ice resurfacing machine for hockey rinks and ice skating rinks. It's that big, slow, boxy-looking thing that just flattens the ice out again from where the skates cut into the ice. Zambonis are awesome. And this is going to go in the new CRC, the Community Recreation Center. The new custom-built Zamboni machine is more reliable, has zero emissions, and will significantly reduce maintenance, operating, and fuel costs, and most importantly, will deliver an exceptional skating surface utilizing the new leveling ice system for our many users, said Stuart Brown, Parks and Rec Director. The Zamboni is a 55 2AC machine. You know that one, the 55 2AC. It'll deliver clean ice and clean air, critical for operating indoors at the new CRC, scheduled to open in the fall of 2022. There is a giant article about Zambonis, how they came about, and what they need to operate. We're not going to read that now because it'll take us forever. Head over to Eastern Sphere now and read it. It's actually really interesting. I just have too much to say to read that many things. Thank you for getting that out here for Stuart Brown. He posts stuff constantly and does such a great job for the town of Mammoth Lakes Park and Rec. So thank you for that, sir. And thank you for getting that cool Zamboni. I'm going to ask him if I can drive it. I'm serious. I'm going to ask him if I can drive it. And if I can, I'm going to take a picture. So another cool thing just came out today. The Inyo County website, which is elections.inyocounty.us, came out with the list of local candidates as well as their contact information today. So I'll read a list of those off. And just to throw out what's going on, everybody that's running, I'm going to give them an opportunity to meet with us and do a little Q&A video segment where our political correspondent, Amy Smith, will speak with the candidate. We will give them a pre-list of questions that they can then answer and get prepared for. And the idea behind it is they have 1 minute to answer each question. It's one thing I hate about politics. I'm not a political person. One thing I hate is that everybody rambles on, kind of like I do on this show. Ramble, 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 say the same thing 50 times. So the idea is get it to the point. You got 1 minute to say it. And then we'll ask another question. And our questions are all locally based. We're not going to say anything like, what do you think the state of affairs in the Ukraine is right now? That has nothing to do with the Eastern Sierra. So all of our questions are, how are you going to reach out and learn what your constituents want you to do in the office? That's basically the underlying root question. And then from there, it's just, how do you go from there? How do you envision Main Street Bishop? How do you envision that kind of thing? You know what I mean? So that's the idea behind it. 1 minute. So it'll be about a 5 minute video total. And I think it's going to be pretty cool. Good way for them to get out there. So keep watching for that. We'll see who writes back and says they're going to do it first. So far, I don't have anyone signed up. So we'll see what happens. Here's your list. So for assessor, we're going for Dave Stottlemyre. I like Dave. Dave's a good guy. Auditor, Amy Shepherd. Clerk Recorder, Danielle Sexton, who gave me this information today, by the way. So thank you, Danielle. Coroner, Jason Molinar. District Attorney, Tom Hardy. Sheriff, Eric Pritchard. Sheriff, Stephanie Rennie. Superintendent of Schools, Barry Simpson. Supervisor, First District, Carl Holcher. Supervisor, First District, Trina Oral. Supervisor, Third District, Cody Yeager. And Supervisor, Third District, Scott Marshland. So that's who is signed up now. Other people have dropped out recently and don't know why, and that's their business. So anyway, other people might sign up in the meantime. They still have a little ways to go. So if we get any of those, we'll reach out to them too. So hopefully we'll be able to get some interviews with these people, not only for the podcast, but in video and showing that, if I can ever get my darn YouTube back up. If anybody has any ideas on that, hit me up, by the way. So anyway, that is that one. Let's move on to the next story. Local candidates, politics, how exciting. You know, I've talked about it before, but I'm going to talk about it again. High Sierra Energy Foundation needs your input. The High Sierra Energy Foundation is a member of Southern California Edison's Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed and of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input from community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electric infrastructure in the Bishop area. Please join a virtual... No, we're not going to do that because it's already passed. So at this point, what you can do to help is register and survey and do the survey at Linktree/High Sierra Energy. Just go to my page. It's actually at the top in the right corner. You're going to see an ad that transitions between Copper Top and High Sierra Energy. When you see the High Sierra Energy, click it, and there you go. You've got the ad. You've got the survey. Fill it out. Hit go. That's what they need you to do, and they would very much appreciate it. So would I. So thank you for doing that. And we got an obituary. It's always what I hate to do the most. But you learn a lot about some really cool people this way, too. So, okay, Josephine Robinson passed February 7th. Longtime resident of Bishop, California, Josephine Robinson passed on Monday, February 7th, at her Bishop family home. Her family was at her bedside for her passing. She is survived by her husband, William Robinson, of 67 years, beloved mother of Edward Robinson and daughters Diane Rose and Linda Robinson, grandchildren Kyle Robinson, Nicole Rose, Trevor Rose, and the late Chase Tague. great grandchildren, Lila Barney and Antonella Dondero, Cayenne Dondero, Vera Robinson, and Keller Robinson. Born in Phoenix, Arizona, to Severino and Agnes Perez, she moved to Bishop at an early age. Sister to the late Willard and Warren Perez, a graduate of Bishop High School, and LLAC for vocational nurses. She had lived in Altadena, Santa Rosa, and Pleasant Hill, California, but before returning in 1987 to care for her aging mother, Agnes Perez. In 1989, she was joined by her longtime companion, William. Upon his retirement, they then spent the rest of their years as residents of Bishop. Josephine enjoyed traveling, gardening, sewing, baking, and crossword puzzles. Bowling and a good game of backgammon or ping pong always made her smile. But her biggest smiles always came from visits from her grandchildren. She also never missed her favorite soap, Days of Our Lives. I was in love with Marlena when I was a kid too, so say what you will about that. I feel you on that, Josephine. Good show. A viewing will be held on Saturday, February 26th from 9 to 11 a.m. at Bruni Mortuary. That's 325 West Elm Street in Bishop. Graveside services and burial will follow shortly thereafter at 12:30 p.m. at the Sunland Cemetery in Bishop. Well, I'm glad the fire got taken care of. Everything's good. I drove out there today and there's a lot burned down, but no structures. I was worried about Zurich and I was worried about Caltech. And both are perfectly fine. So that's a miracle. That's great. And in all honesty, now that it's over with, it's probably for the best. Because if you think of it from an ecological standpoint, there was a lot of dead trees and brush and bugs and nasty trash, everything in the river. And basically, it now has a clean slate from Line Street to 168 in Big Pine. So like 18 miles or more of basically an eraser on a chalkboard. So it sucks because a lot of the trees and stuff are gone, and not all of them are gone, actually. Just a lot of them didn't burn all the way up. Hopefully not a lot of wildlife was endangered or hurt, but as far as the brush goes, it did need it, and this will help keep fires from happening again for a long time. So it's actually for the best that it happened, so that's good. And our firefighters were amazing, our first responders, our police officers, everybody, absolutely wonderful job, everyone. I couldn't thank you enough. So thank you for that. I would also like to thank today our sponsor, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. There's not enough to be said about Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. Look, the phone number is 872-3849. It's astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com. You can go online, order your food, order a cocktail. Yes, a cocktail. And it will be ready for you to get when you get there. You can either sit and eat indoors now that quarantine and stuff is done. We don't have to mask anymore, thank God. Or take it. You know, it's takeout. They even the cocktail. It's awesome. So definitely head over to Astorga's. You know what I get when I go? Same thing every single time. My dad does as well. He gets the enchilada suizas. And I get a crispy taco and a chicken enchilada. Every single time. Every time. And they totally know it. Like, they'll walk up and go, usual. My dad and I are like, yep, and that's it. I don't know why. I know that I'm going to like it so much, so I don't want to try other stuff because I'd be afraid, like, if I didn't like the new thing, then I just wasted my lunch. You know what I mean? I'm one of those, you know, whatever. Maybe I should try something else next. Next time I go, I'll try something else, and I'll report back to you guys and let you think. If you have anything that you like there and you want me to try it, hit me up on here. Go comment on our webpage about that, and to just mention Astorga's menu or something and just say, hey, Jesse, go try this. Quit being a sissy. And I will give it a go. Any of our social media, whatever. I see it all. All right, guys. That's going to be that for today. I would just like to thank our Patreon subscribers as well as our newest one. And our newest patron is Allison. Allison, thank you so much for signing on. She signed on during the coverage of the fire, and that meant so much to me, because it was like 24 hours of hard work for me, but I wanted to make sure you guys got the chance to know what's happening, because a lot of times people are stuck in their house and they don't even know. They just hear there's a giant fire. They don't know that their neighbor's house isn't on fire. So that was my thought, is if I can show you what's going on and exactly at all times, it helps everybody get through this together. And I so appreciate you, Allison, for appreciating me for that, I guess. You know, thank you. Your donation is really going to help keep local news going at that level. So thank you. So I want to thank everybody on our patron list. That is Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomato Head, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you all so much for that, for helping with this, and it means the world to me. So that is going to be it for today. We went long, but we had a lot of stories. So we will be gone for the weekend, and we should be back Monday. I might be out of town, so just in case, I might not be able to. It just depends on can I find some time and a laptop to sit down and crank this out. So I'll try for Monday. If not, for sure, Tuesday we will have a story again, but maybe Monday. Sign in, you'll see. If you're subscribed, you'll know anyway. So thank you all for listening. I appreciate all of you, and have a good rest of your night. Eastern Sierra now, Jesse Steele.